Yeah, okay, sorry, it just turned out all of a sudden that I have to leave early today, so that's why I'm saying shiur early, and it'll probably be a short shiur also, so I'll try to talk fast. So we talked yesterday about Tosfos and Chav Daled Amud Aleph, how the Ran understood Rashi and Chav Daled Amud Aleph, how the Ran understood Rashi and Chav Daled Amud Aleph. Moreover, this says, Isha Mechimot Gitel Yoda Oyigashula, the Ran understands in Rashi, he understands Pshat and the Gemara, and he understands Pshat and Rashi, but it means that when the woman herself is bringing the get, so she was already begreshes Medina Siyam, the get is only coming Leraya. So there's no Shashir, because since the whole Shashir is an era of Sheker, the Baal's going to come and he's going to be Arab of Sheker, that the Ran takes for granted that the Shash is a Shashir of Sheker. After all, in Eretz Yisrael, we're not precious that the get is Mizuyev. So obviously we don't really think that the get is Mizuyev. It's coming from Medina Siyam, we're afraid that the husband's going to come, he's going to make an era of Sheker, and we're not going to have any Mizuyev in the Kaima. So that whole shas, if the husband's going to come and be married to Sheker, is only when the gerushin is still ongoing. If the gerushin is fait accompli, then the husband is a gomer u'megarushin. We're not afraid the husband's going to come and be megarush. That's how the Ran understands pshat and the gemara and chav daled. So yesterday I said, l'mais and Rashi is very sosim. Rashi doesn't say any of that. Rashi just says that the get is coming l'raya. The get's not coming for krisus, it's coming l'raya. So what? It's like, what does that matter? So I wanted to suggest maybe pshat and Rashi. He said it in Rav Nochum. Rav Nochum doesn't say it in Rashi. That maybe Rashi holds that the dinam b'fana nechta b'fana nechtam is really not necessary for the raya of the get. It's only an ingredient for the ma'is agerishin. Chazal were matzich in the ma'is agerishin that there should be b'fana nechta b'fana nechtam. The ma'is agerishin already took place in the chutz lo'aretz. So now the get is only coming l'raya. So the raya of the get doesn't need b'fana nechta b'fana nechtam. I wanted to impute that. I wanted to say maybe that's the pshat in Rashi and Chav Daled. The mice are two things. First of all, it's not misyashiv totally in the Lashon of Rashi. It fits very good in Rashi, that Rashi says that Rashi in Chav Daled, that Iboi l'mikli l'get m'gureshes, that she, even if the get would burn up, she would already be m'gureshes, the get is only coming l'raya. That part of Rashi, it fits in very well. But it's still shver to me, the last few words in Rashi, Rashi says over here, since it's only coming l'raya, so Loma Loloimar Befana Nechta, why should she have to say Befana Nechta? Her lav shliachi, she's not a shliach. Those last few words, she's not a shliach, I don't understand what Rashi wants with that. The main nekud over here is that the gerushin happened. The gerushin's not for krisus, the gerushin happened. So there's no din in the maisa gerushin over here that you should need Befana Nechta. And as far as the raya of the get is concerned, we're not chayshish for ziyuf. What's this lashon that Rashi is meisif that since she was already megreshes in chutz la'aretz and the get is only coming l'raya, therefore she's not a shliach? That part of Rashi I don't understand. That's number one. Number two, I talked to somebody pointed out to me, I didn't look in Rav Nochum this time around. Rav Nochum himself does not learn this way in Rashi, and there's a reason why he doesn't learn this way in Rashi, because there's a Rashi in Hayim Beis. The Ran is Medayik. Remember, it's the Ran himself. The Ran and the Hayim and Beis is Medayik in Rashi. That Befani Nechta Befani Nechtam is necessary for the Ne'monos of the Get. Because Gemara is like this. The Gemara and the Hayim and Beis, when the Gemara says that if he gave the Get without Befani Nechta Befani Nechtam, so Rav Meir says that if you don't say Befani Nechta Befani Nechtam, so the Vlad is a Mamzer. Frek the Gemara. So Gemara asks, Rav Meir, Mushim Deleomer, Befani Nechta, Befani Nechtam, Yosef Vlad Mamzer. That's because he didn't say Befani Nechta, Befani Nechtam, therefore the Vlad is a Mamzer. And the Gemara answers, Rav Meir, L'tameh, the Kol HaMashanim, Be'eshe, Tovu Chacham, Ha'Vlad Mamzer. We saw the Gemara yesterday. So Rashi over there says, take a look back at Rashi, in Heyman Beis, towards the bottom. Rashi over there says, what's about him? Mishun Dole Omar Yaitzi Bitmiya. Vaget Koshul. Who's just because he didn't say before the Nechtav when he gave the get, so therefore the Vlad is a Mamzer? Vaget Koshul. Ubefonov Nechtav. It was written Befonov. Mishun Dole Omar Havi Vlad Mamzer, just because he didn't say it, the Vlad shouldn't be a Mamzer? So the Ryan says, what's Pshat Rashi? What do you mean? How do you know that it was Befonov Nechtav? If he didn't say before the Nechtav, then how do you know that it was Befonov Nechtav? maybe it wasn't written b'fanav. The get doesn't really have to be written b'fanav. There's no real thing that the get has to be written b'fanav. How do you even know? Even a get, even if the get has a presumption that it's not mezuyif, that doesn't mean it was written in front of the shliach. When a shliach brings the get from Chustor, it's Chazal or Maschich, that he should be there by the ksivas get, he should be able to say b'fanav nechtav. Over here, he didn't. He did not. That's the case. He didn't say b'fanav nechtav. So what does Rashi mean? And the get was written b'fanav. Says the Ran, says the Ran, that Rashi assumed for Dava Poshut that once Chazal were Mesakin b'fanav nechtav, if you don't say b'fanav nechtav, even according to the Chachamim, the get has no ne'emonos, and the vlad is a mamzer. Even according to the Chachamim, about a get with once Chazal made the takana, it's really very very big kiddush, because the whole takana is because maybe the vow is going to come imar b'sheker. We don't really think that the get is mezuyif, but the ma'aseh Chazal made this takana, and now that they made the takana b'fanav nechtam, it's part of the ne'emonos of the get. And Rashi held, says the Ran, and the Ran agrees to this. The Rashi held that if you don't say b'fanav nechtam at all, even the Chacham agree the vlad is a mamzer, because we have to treat the get as if it's mezuyif. So what's proud in the Gemara? So Rashi says, shout out the Gemara saying, but for that you can say b'fanav nechtam afterwards. You don't have to say b'shas nesino. That's what the Gemara is asking. What does it matter that he didn't say b'shas nesino? But he said it later. So we know the get was written b'fanav. He says the get was written b'fanav. He has an emonis. Even later he has an emonis. Elamai, just because he didn't say b'shas maisa, that makes the kid into a mamzer. And for the Gemara, yeah, because according to our mayor, if you didn't say b'shas maisa, b'shas nesino, then you're a mashanim and b'shas tovah chacham. And that's really the round that I told you yesterday, that there's two dinim b'fanav nechtav. There's one din in the emonis of the get, that you have to say b'fanav nechtav. And then there's another din in the maisa gerishin that you have to say b'shas nesino, otherwise it lacks in the maisa gerishin. That whole Ran, the Ran himself is medayikin from Rashi. So it seems that Rashi is also from the Shita. At least the Ran understood right. Rashi is also from the Shita. That besides the halacha that you have to say before the nechta v'shas ha-nesino, because that's part of the Maisa Gereshin, there's another halacha that you have to say before the nechta v'fanei nechta l'kol ha-pachas afterwards, otherwise the vlad is a mamza. The get has no nemonos without the before the nechta v'fanei nechta. If that's the case, then Rashi is the same as the Ran. So then, why, if a woman brings a get from Chustoraz, don't you have to say b'fanav nechtam? Fine, the Gerishin already took place. There's no Chisor in the Maisa Gerishin. But the get has no Ne'amonis without b'fanav nechtam. The kid should be a Mamzer. The get has no Ne'amonis without b'fanav nechtam. Kochach, like the Ran says, that's the whole takana of b'fanav nechtam, even to make the kid into a Mamzer, even to have the Ne'amonis, is only because we're afraid the Baal is going to come and be Ma'ar. So they made this takana that we only maim to get with b'fanav nechtam, and now that we made the takana, if you don't do it, the vlad is a mamzer. But the whole takana was only by shliach halacha, by shliach kabbalah, or by isha atzma. There was no such takana the way the Ran explains, because there's no pshash of ir or habal. So that's why Reb Nachum doesn't. Yeah, it's shvei l'loshen of Rashi and Chavdal. I don't know the Rashi and Chavdal and lemais is very sosim. I don't know what to do with it. But I'm just pointing out there's a tension here. The Mahalach that I said yesterday in Rashi, number one, it doesn't mamish cover the whole Lashon of Rashi and Chavdal and Medal. The feet are still sticking out of the blanket. The last Lashon of Rashi over there, that Halav Shliachi, I don't really think is covered by what I said yesterday. But more than that, is that the Rashi and Dafei and Medbeis is Taka Meduyuk. The Ran is Medayik, and the Rashi and Hei Medbeis is Meduyuk. That besides the Halach and the Maisa Gershin, there's Halach and the Nemonis of the Get that you need b'fanav nechtam, Ad Kedekach, that if he didn't say it, the vlad is a mamzer. Yes, that's where Reb Nachum assumes that Rashi is the same as the Ran. And what to do with the Lashon Rashi and Chavdal is an open question. Okay, let's see the top of the first Taisis just briefly. Hamevi get zok Taisis afal gav the l'shash doris poem nami kori get k'disnan v'shalech ein eidim chesim al get elam l'tikin oilam v'ayir v'cholash doris per kiskabel nami tanya v'chein l'gitin parashosim gitim omen. The word get just means a star. It's not limited to gitay noshim. So, but over here, the din of Hamevi get Medina Siyam, that's only a din by Gittin Oshim. So the Chor, the Mishnah should have said, Hamevi get Isha, Medina Siyam. Not Hamevi get. Hamevi get. Get just means a star. And we're not. But this Mishnah not a Mishnah about stars in general. It's only a Mishnah about Gittin Oshim. So it should have said, Hamevi get Isha, Medina Siyam. So Taisa says, Mikom Okam, Lehut Shech Lafarish can't get Isha. Mishnah Deberev Mekoy Mesecha, Dektani get Stam, Ari be get Isha. Normally, the word get means a get isha. So even though it could also mean a get star, it could also sometimes mean other kinds of stars, but the presumption always is that the word get has the connotation of the get isha. Then Tosfos continues, "Umashin oigim lichtov yud beishuris beget." The minhag is to write a get. You should have 12 lines. Oimer Rabbeinu Tam, Mishum de beget begematria yud beis. So the Mashal explains the hemshich of Tosfos. If a get just meant a star, so then it wouldn't make any sense to say, well, when you write a get isha, you should have 12 lines, because 12 lines is begematria get. So how come you write a star? How come you write a star chayiv? It doesn't have to have 12 lines. Like if get just means a star. So what's the yichus here? By a get issue, you make 12 lines. You don't make 12 lines in a shtar chayv. You don't make 12 lines in a shtar kinyan. So Taisa's preface is not. The word get really is miyuchet for get issue. Even though sometimes, maybe in a borrowed sense, we can use it for other kinds of stars. But the word get peculiarly denotes a get issue. So therefore, get has the connotation of a get issue, the way we use it in our parlance. You gave somebody, he gave a get. We don't think it means that he gave a shtar chayv. We assume it means a get isha. So therefore, since it has the peculiar sense of a get isha, so get means a get isha. So therefore, a get has 12 lines. To me, Ramas, the idea that it's a get isha. That's Rabbeinu Tam. Why it has 12 lines? V'rishom v'shem Rav Haigoyin v'shem Rabbeinu Sadio. Another reason. Mishum d'chsev sefer krisus. Get is called the sefer krisus. So therefore, kashir yud beishitin hamafsikin ben arba chumoshe sefer toyer kedom v'vavavasa. So since in the Sefer Torah, the hefsek between the first four chumashim, each hefsek is four, there's three hefsekim, so it's 4 times 3 is 12. Therefore, in the get also, you might have shown that it's a Sefer Krisus, so it's a remez that it's a Sefer Krisus. Because a Sefer Torah has 12 lines that are kairis between each chumash. That's the pshat. The four lines that are massing between Bereshis and Shemais, they're kairis, they divide between Bereshis and Shemais, Shemais and Vayikol. So there are 12 lines in the Sefer Torah that are being kairis. So therefore, there's a remez over here that it's a Sefer Krisus. In the 12 lines, there's a remez that it's a Sefer Krisus. Yeah, there's other Muslim. The Mordechai brings other Muslim. The famous film from the Vilna Gaon, that the Gaon said, the Emes already says in Kadmainim before the Gaon, the Gaon said that in all of Tanakh, the letters Gimel and Tes never appear adjacent to each other. Only two letters that are never adjacent to each other in all of Tanakh are Gimel Tes. So that shows two things that are being Nifrad, so it's Gimel Tes. There's other Rambazim. You know, Ritzu has a Chabra in the back, he has a Kabbalistic Rambaz. Al Kalpanim, all kinds of Rambazim that a get should have, has to do with the letter, with the number 12. So, okay, we should take, it's just a Rambaz Valma. It's an interesting thing. The Rosh in the Tshuva, here in the Halachas, in the Psokim, the Rosh says that it's not Ma'akiv. Why should it be Ma'akiv? Rambazim, Gematrios. But the Rosh in the Tshuva, Klal Mem Hei, Simon Yud Gimel, says that Yesh Paislim, that if the get doesn't have 12 lines, there are those who say that it's possible. Ve'ein Lahokil says the Rosh, Elu B'mokim Igun. But if it's not B'mokim Igun, we do the get over. And the Rambam says that way as well. So that's a little bit strange, like Michael Lehi. So you didn't make a Gematria 12, it's a Gematria get. So you didn't do it. You have to write the get over. Is Yeshayim that is apostle. So the Mashal in Yom Shishloim and Simon Gimel says, you see from here that something that's knowing from Deire Deiris, if you don't do it, it's called the Mashanim of Beish Tovah Chacham. Very holistic thing. Poshub Shach Mashanim of Beish Tovah Chacham. Because when Chazal made it Takana, they made it so strong that, according to their mayor, Ablan Mamzer, they made it Matayah. But here, Chazal never, as far as we know, there's no Takana from Chazal that has to have 12 lines. It's an old minhag. So you don't keep an old minhag, it's called your Mashanim of Beish Tovah Chacham. Like a Hasidic sensibility. Hasidim like that. Hasidim, a minig is more, like Hasidim, a minig is more than a. I said in Shul, out of the Shabbos, I told over the story. By Hasidim, sometimes, a minig is more important, sometimes almost more important than a din, than a halach. Maybe not almost. The Ramas, they make it, the less important the minig is, the more asik they make out of it. And Hasidim have another yisite, that the hachana for a mitzvah is greater than the mitzvah itself. That actually has an achiz and so on, but also that's a big yisayid by Hasidim, that the hachana for a mitzvah is greater than the mitzvah itself. So, story goes that there was a chassid and a litvak, and they were having an argument, what's bigger, lighting their Chanukah, or the sreifa of the, you heard the story from me? Last year. Yeah, okay, so for the new guys, what's bigger, lighting there is Chanukah or the Shreifas HaPsilus after Chanukah? You know, it's the minhag to take the leftover wicks and oil and to burn them. Hasidim, it's a whole affair. So what's bigger? So the Litvak said, Nechanuk is bigger, right? And Nechanuk is Sefer Sapsilis. I mean, what is that? And the Chassid said, what do you mean Sefer Sapsilis? It's much more Sefer Sapsilis. The Rebbe is coming. It's much more than Halakas Nechanuk. So the Litvak says, I don't believe even your Rebbe would say that. That Sefer Sapsilis is bigger than Nechanuk. So they decided they'll go and ask the Rebbe. So they go into the Rebbe, which is bigger. And the Rebbe says, Nechanuk is bigger. So the Litvak's happy, he leaves. So the Chassid, after the Litvak left, the Chassid says to his Rebbe, he says, Rebbe, how could you say that? Ner Chanuk is greater than Sreifas Hapsilis. So the Rebbe says to him, don't you understand? The Hachana for a mitzvah is greater than the mitzvah. So you would be sure, it's a minute of Alma, Mamish passels the get. So I had maybe a thought that what's not this whole union to make Yud Be Shurish be Miramis, the union of Sefer Krisus? Like what's the point? So maybe the trial is like this, that really we said already yesterday that a get has a double function. First of all, it's the Sefer Krisus, it's the Dovar HaKairos, it's the instrument of the Krisus. It's also Shtaraya. Even after the Gerishin is done, the woman holds on to the get. And nowadays Beis Din keeps the get and they file it away and they give her a receipt. But Al-Kabonim, the get serves as a raya. Now the get has to be written in Lishma. Tzedova Poshut, when a get has to be written in Lishma, it has to be written for the Krisus. If the get was just written to be a shtar raya, then it's no good. So maybe the point of having all these Ramazim, 12 shuras, communion, like because the Sefer Torah has 12 shuras that are curious, the inyan is to show that the get was written L'shem Krisus, not merely L'shem raya. If the get is missing the 12 lines, which is Meramis, the Inyan of Sefer Krisus. So it's a Reyes said that maybe it wasn't written in the same Krisus. Maybe it was only written to be a Raya. Maybe the person who wrote the Geb didn't understand that it's the Dovra HaKairos. He just thought it's a Shtar Raya. So that already is Karav L'Psul. Concerning meaning Midori Doris, that a Sefer Krisus has 12 lines. But this Inyan, because the 12 lines Meramis, the Sefer Krisus. So if it lacks that, then it looks like a Shtar Raya. It looks like it was written only to be a Raya, not to be a Kairos. And that's why it's Karav L'Psul. That's what makes it Karav L'Psul. Okay, let's start the Tosfos for Ashkelon Kedar. So the Mishnah laid out the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael. So the issue in Tosfos is going to be the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael. Which boundaries of Eretz Yisrael are we talking about? Because we know Eretz Yisrael, in order to be Kodesh, to have Kedusha, at least for mitzvahs, Eretz Yisrael has to have Yerusha. We have to take possession. Klal Yisrael has to take possession of Eretz Yisrael. Until we took possession of Eretz Yisrael, it wasn't chayav in mitzvahs. The Gemara says sheva shekivshu v'sheva shechilku. The 14 years that it took to conquer Eretz Yisrael and to divide it up, they weren't chayav in mitzvahs of tluyas ba'aretz. Most mitzvahs of tluyas ba'aretz. And there were exceptions, chalad, but most mitzvahs of tluyas ba'aretz only went into effect after they were finished being yerush Eretz Yisrael. So early Mitzrayim, under Yeshua, they conquered Eretz Yisrael. So Eretz Yisrael became Kaddish. A big expanse of Eretz Yisrael became Kaddish. Eventually, maybe all of Eretz Yisrael. Presumably, they finished eventually conquering all of Eretz Yisrael. Although it took many generations. But Akoponim, they conquered, let's say, all of the Gvulos HaHavtacha. Then they went into Golos. After the Churban, they went into Golos. They lost possession of Eretz Yisrael. Then, at the time of Ezra and Nehemiah, they came back, early Babel, and they took possession of Eretz Yisrael a second time, but much less territory than the first time, or at least less territory than the first time around. So there's a discussion in the Gemara in many places, in Yevamos, in a lot of places. The Gemara talks about which kedusha is noyig b'zman hazeh. Most Rishonim learned the Gemara that the kedusha Rishonim, the kedusha of Eilei Mitzrayim, that was for sure batal. Went into Golos, that for sure lapsed. The Kedusha of Eile Bavel, which is the Kedusha of Eile Bavel, that's the Chalkis Tanoim in Yivamis, pay something like that. Chalkis Tanoim, whether that was Kitchul L'Shaita and Kitchul L'Oselava, was that permanent? Or did that also lapse by the time of Churban Bayis Shem? The Nafkimim of Shuta is if Mitzvah's police were, it's a Noig Bismanazeh, Trubis Meisus, maybe Shvius. Could be other considerations as well, but Peshutai, if that's for sure, if Kedushas Haaretz Mizman Hazeh is only a Derabbanan, then Mitzvahs of Kedushas Haaretz Mizman Hazeh is also only a Derabbanan. If Kedushas Haaretz Mizman Hazeh is Deraiso, then Mitzvahs of Kedushas Haaretz, by and large, should be Deraiso. The are some mitzvahs of Tlius Baris that might be the Rabbanan anyway, for other reasons. Shvias might be the Rabbanan, for other reasons, maybe it's Tali and Yovel. And Trumas and Maisis, the Rambam says it's the Rabbanan anyway, for other reasons, because you need Bias Kulchem, and by Ezra Nechem, you didn't have Bias Kulchem. Right, we're not learning Zerayim right now, all of the details. But Lemaisis and Machlekes Tanah, what you need to know is, Oilim Mitzrayim, the Kedusha of Oilim Mitzrayim, that was, Kemat, according to everybody, that was Bottle. Kedusha Rishayim was Bottle. Kedusha Shnia, some Machlekes Tanoim, if it was Kitchel Lashaita, or if it was Kitchel Asad Lahoy, meaning it was only as long as they had possession, but then by the Churban, it stopped being Kaddish. Or was that Kitchel Asad Lahoy for all time? Machlekes Tanoim and Yavamas, Machlekes Rishayim, a matter of Paschal. The Rama Paskin is Kedusha Rishayna. Kedusha Shnei was Kitcha L'Asad Lovay, L'Shaita U'L'Asad Lovay. And other Rishayna hold that it was not. It was only Kitcha L'Shaita, but it wasn't Kitcha L'Asad Lovay. Machlekes Rishayna. So now, in our Mishnah, the Mishnah talks about the Gvulim, the Gvulis of Eretz Yisrael. Are we talking about the forgotten? Which Eretz Yisrael are we talking about? Are we talking about the Eretz Yisrael of Eilim Mitzrayim? Are we talking about the Eretz Yisrael of Eilim Bavel? Maybe we're talking about even some other definition of Eretz Yisrael. Maybe it's even less than early Bavel. That's the Nidanin Taisus. In Taisus, we're going to see two shittas. Shittas of Rabbeinu Tam, that it's the borders of early Bavel. The shita of the Ri, that it's not even early Bavel. It's just the Iker HaYishuv, the places where the yeshivas are part of Eretz Yisrael, but not more than that. Not even all of early Bavel. The Rambam is the third shita. The Rambam. Talk about the Rambam separately after Tosfos and Mitzvah Shem, but the Rambam in Hilchas Gerishin, when he brings our Mishnah and he says, what are the borders of Eretz Yisrael? He says, well, I already explained in Hilchas Trumas what are the borders of Eretz Yisrael. You look in Hilchas Trumas in Perek Aleph, the Rambam gives the borders of Eilim Mitzrayim, and the Rambam says the borders of Eilim Mitzrayim, Rechem, Akai, Ashkelon, those define the borders of Eilim Mitzrayim, which he took obviously from our Mishnah. In other words, Shittas the Rambam is that our Mishnah is the borders of Eilim Mitzrayim. Not the borders of. So it's a three-way machlokes. The biggest is the Rambam holds the most expansive, that it's the borders of Eilim Mitzrayim. Rabbeinu Tam says it's the borders of Eilim Bavel. And the Ri holds that it's the Ikir HaYishuv within Eilim Bavel. So let's see inside. So, Ashkelon Kedorim. Taisha starts with Ashkelon, even though Taisha goes Shalei Kisidron. The first thing in the Mishnah really is Rechem and Cheger, and then Ashkelon, and then Akir. Taisha starts with Ashkelon. I think Taisha starts with Ashkelon because Ashkelon is the easiest to dispose of. The other ones, Akin and Rechem and Cheger, are more complicated. So Taisa takes the easiest one first. Hikshir Rabbeinu Tam, the Ashkelon of Eretz Yisraeli. Ashkelon's from Eretz Yisrael. How can the Mishnah call it Chutzlarts? The Mishnah says Ashkelon Kedorim. Ashkelon is Chutzlarts. What do you mean? The Chsiv Yeshua, the Zoy Sarts and the Sheretz, as Doidi of Ashkeloni, the Chsiv Apilu Yisrael and Achlo, Kasher Tzivi Sicho. So it says in Sefer Yeshua that Rabbeinu Shem was Mitzava Yeshua that they should conquer Ashkelon. And it says in Shoftim that they Daka did. Then this, I have a aura. What does Taisa need the pasuk in Yeshua? The pasuk in Shoftim is the pasuk that's really important over here. It says that Eilim Mitzrayim were Kavash Ashkelon. What does Taisa have to add? It says in Yeshua the Kodesh Baruch Hu was mitzvah them to conquer Ashkelon, and it says in Shoftim that they really did. What do you need to have both things? We'll come back to that in a second. But Al-Kapanim, the Maisa, bottom line, it says that they were supposed to conquer Ashkelon, and they did conquer Ashkelon. So if they conquered Ashkelon, so it's Eretz Yisrael. But Omer Rabbeinu Tam, the early Bava Loi Kavshua, Kedom Perakam Edechulim, Gavi Bishan, Harbi Kochim Kavshur Eilim Mitzrayim, Loi Kavshim early Bava. The Moreover, it says that Rebbe came to Bishan, and he saw that they're knowing their Trumas and Maisas. And Rebbe was matir that they don't have to take off ma'aser. So many yirokas, there were ma'aser yirokas. Rebbe said, you don't have to. And he said, because habi kochim kofshol in Mitzrayim, b'lei kofshol oile bavel. Kofshol pshat in the Gemara is that Rebbe said that Ashkelon is not from oile bavel. And in order to be chayv in ma'aser, so it has to be from oile bavel. Agav Urcha, it says in that Gemara that the chi of Trumas and ma'aser is only in the borders of oile bavel. In the borders of oile Mitzrayim, since the Kedusha lapsed, there's no chi of Trumas and Meisters. Yeah, it's not so posit. Rabbeinu Tam holds that there's a chi of Trumas and Meisters even in Chutz La'aretz. In the lands that are near Eretz Yisrael, there's a chi of Trumas and Meisters even in Chutz La'aretz. So, who cares if it wasn't from early Bavel? Even Chutz La'aretz, according to Rabbeinu Tam, doesn't even have to be Eilim Mitzrayim, even beyond Eilim Mitzrayim. Not France probably, but lands that are near Eretz Yisrael, even Chutz La'aretz Mamish, point to Rabbeinu Tam, is Chayav in Trumas and Maisis. So Rabbeinu Tam says, but not Maisa Yerek. Maisa Yerek is only Drabbanan in the first place. No, I'm sorry, not Maisa Yerek. Not Demai. There's a Chayav Trumas and Maisis, but not from Demai. And it must be that the case over there with Rebbe was it was Demai. It was talking about Demai. The Ram has a different shot. The Ram holds that all of Eilim Mitzrayim is Chayav in Trumas and Maisis. But Rebbe came to Beishan, and Rebbe was Matir Beishan anyway. Not so clear what's there anyway. If all of Eilim Mitzrayim, like what's planned in the Gemara. So the Nesid Kalim say that Rebbe said one or two things. Some of us should learn that Rebbe said, yes, Eilim Mitzrayim is Chayav, but not far vorfin places, not far flung places like Ashkelon, like Beishan rather. Or other Mepharshim learned that Rebbe said it's not really from Eilim Mitzrayim. They thought it's from Eilim Mitzrayim, and Rebbe said, no, it's not from Eilim Mitzrayim. Not so clear to feel around. What's the relevance of Harbi Kofim, Kofshe Eilim Mitzrayim, Vali Kofshe Eilim Bavel? That's not the point. Rebbe was saying it's not even from Eilim Mitzrayim. Okay, I'm just flagging. Maybe we'll revisit this at future dates, some future point. We're learning Taisus. The Poshup Shat in Agamar. It's not even, truth is, for our purposes, we don't even need to know the Pashup Shat Nakamar. It says in Nakamar that Eilim Mitzrayim is bigger than Eilim Bavel. That's really all Taisus wants from Nakamar. It says in Nakamar that Eilim Mitzrayim includes more than Eilim Bavel. Eilim Bavel were not Kavish everything that Eilim Mitzrayim were. And therefore, Rebbe was Matir Beishan. It was Matir Beishan that they didn't have to Maisa. So, what's that last step? What does that have to do with not Maisering? So, that the Pashup Shat is because the Chi of Trumas and Maisa is only in Eilim Bavel. And therefore, Rebbe said, Beishan, it's not from Eilim Bavel, it's from Eilim Mitzrayim, therefore it's Potter from Trumas and Maisos. Okay, just to note, Rabbeinu Tam has a different shot in that Gemara, the Rambam has a different shot in that Gemara. L'inyanenu, right now, it's not so important. You see there's a difference in Eilim Mitzrayim and Eilim Bavel. So therefore, Rabbeinu Tam says, L'akein, v'lachein, says Rabbeinu Tam, v'lachach, ein talmidei chachomim mitzuyin shom, v'ein botei dinim kuvim shom. Because it's not from the Gvulim of Eilim Bavel, says Rabbeinu Tam, it's not from Eilim Bavel, it's only from Eilim Mitzrayim. So therefore, Talmidei Chachamim are not found in Ashkelon, and Batei Dinim are not Kfuim in Ashkelon. Not so clear what does Taisus mean. Does he mean just Messias? Since Eilim Bavel didn't conquer it, so it's not where the main Jewish settlement was. So therefore, there weren't any Talmidei Chachamim there, because Talmidei Chachamim, like everybody else, they want to live where there's a lot of Jews. Or maybe Taisus means more than that. We'll see in the Hemshech of Taisus, that Taisus holds that there's an we know there's an issur to go from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz. You're not allowed to go from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz. So, all of us, we learned in Eretz Yisrael, how do we come back? Yeah, it's a shadow. But a component, it's also to go from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz. So, so it's Mavu in the Hemshech of Taisus that's totally in the Gvulim of Eilim Bavel. It's also to leave the gvulim of Eilim Bavel to go to Eilim. Taisus Shita is that when we're talking about the Isser Lotzes may Eretz Yisrael l'chutz la'aretz, Eretz Yisrael is Eilim Bavel. Presumably because that's the kedusha that we still have is Zman Hazeh. Eilim Mitzrayim, the kedusha lapsed. The kedusha that we have is Zman Hazeh is Eilim Bavel. So it's also Lotzes from Eilim Bavel to Eilim Mitzrayim. L'maaseh in the Hemshech Taisus is mefurish that way. And so therefore, Talmid Chachamim, they don't want to go to Chutz La'aretz. Talmid Chachamim don't want to violate Issur Lotzes Me'aretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz. So therefore, they're only Motzi in the Gvulim of Eilei Bavel. We'll see later. Other Rishayim Achayim. Other Rishayim hold that the Issur Lotzes from Me'aretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz is not totally in Eilei Bavel, it's totally in Eilei Mitzrayim. Or maybe even more. Maybe Gvulis HaAvtochah. That's not as very relevant as Man Hazeh. The Gvulim of Eilei Bavel, no, historically, we're much smaller in the Gvulim of Eilim Mitzrayim. A lot of places in the state of Israel today are not from the Gvulim of Eilim Bavel. They're only from the Gvulim of Eilim Mitzrayim. So if it's also to go out of the Gvulim of Eilim Bavel, that would be very limiting. But the Ramban, the Ritva, a lot of Rishonim hold that the Kafta Beferach, they hold that the Yisir is only, that it's natural. With Inyan, the Issa Lotzes from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz, that's not defined by Eilei Bavel. Alright, Eid Chazan Lamay, it's also a Shmuel. When we get to the Shittas Ram, maybe we'll talk about that more. Different kinds of Kedusha. The Kedusha of Mitzvahs and the Kedusha of Shem Eretz Yisrael. But Akapan Taisus assumes Tais is going to assume, we'll see later, that the Issa Lotzis Meresol, the Chuslaritz, is defined by Ele Bavel. So let's say Mishutta, that's why Tamir Chacham Remetsuyim only in the Gvulim of Ele Bavel. So that's why Askelin is Chuslaritz. Zok Tais is Aval Kosher. The Rekha Mecheger, Mash Me'ocha, the Havel Chuslaritz. Uksibi Yeshua, Vayikachu is Kedish behind Naphtali. So you see that Kedish was from Eretz Yisrael. So what does Kedish have to do with Rekem and Cheger? Manyan Rekem Eitzel Kedish. The answer is, because Tess is going to bring in the Hampshire, that it says by Avraham Avinu, Vayesha ben Kodesh ben Bara, and the Targum is ben Rekem uven Cheger. So Kodesh and Barad, what the Chumash calls Chumash Kodesh and Barad, the Targum calls Rekem and Cheger. In our Mishnah we have Rekem and Cheger. So Tess assumes that the Kodesh behind Naphtali, Chayr Pashab Shat. I don't think Tyson sells. Yeah, I mean, that's this much for sure. Tyson is assuming that the Kedesh behind Naphtali is also a Rekim. Because Avraham Avinu was Yeshu ben Kodesh ben Barad. Kedesh and Kodesh, I guess, is the same thing. Was ben Kodesh ben Barad, and that's Rekim and Cheger. So you see that Kodesh is Rekim. So Kodesh behind Naphtali must be also Rekim. It could be in Beagle Sea, it's also Rekim. I'm not sure, does Tosis mean that every city in the world that's called Kodesh in Aramaic, it's called Rekim? Hard for me to believe that. Or Tosis is assuming that the Kodesh of Avraham Avinu is the Kodesh, is the Kodesh behind Naphtali. And since the Kodesh of Avraham Avinu was Rekim, so the Kodesh behind Naphtali, which is the same place, is also Rekim. Or at this point, Tosis is assuming it's just one city. Kodesh behind Naphtali, Kodesh of Barad, Rekim and Amishna, it's all the same city. And you see that Yeshua conquered it. So you see that it's from the Gvulim of Eretz. It's from the Gvulim of Eretz Yisrael. Let's say that's the Chayyim Pashup Shat in places. So Taisa says, "Well, what's the problem? We can say the same thing that we said for Ashkelon. Yeah, it's from Eilim Yisrael, but maybe it's not from Eilim Bavel." So Taisa says, "No." He said, "Taisa, no. But Lekel remember the Lake of Shul Eilim Bavel." The Besifrei, the Pashas Vayo Ekev, Choshev Rekim Vecheger, Bahadi Kochem, Shekhoshe Kofshe Ele Bavel. There's a Beferish Sifrei that Rekim and Cheger were in the Gvulum of Ele Bavel. So therefore, you see from Kedesh by Naphtali that Ele Mitzrayim conquered it. And you see from the Sifrei that Ele Bavel conquered it. So it's Eretz Yisrael, the Chol Dover. So why in the world does the Mishnah count Rekim as Chutz Laretz? So here also you have the same deal. Once it's a Sifrei that Ele Bavel conquered it, why did Tosis bring the Pasuk in Yeshua that Eilim Yisrael conquered it? So they might have been murdered. The main thing is that Eilim Bavel conquered it. If Eilim Yisrael conquered it and not Eilim Bavel, it would not be Eretz Yisrael. That was the first Eretz in Tosis. If Eilim Bavel conquered it and not Eilim Yisrael, L'chavit is Eretz Yisrael. Eilim Yisrael have the Kedush of Eilim Bavel. What's the Pshat in Tosis over here? Why does Tosis need both? Tosis goes with Derech Binyan. First he brings the Pasuk in Yeshua that Vayikadosh is Kedush by Naphtali. That Kedesh was conquered by Eilim Mitzrayim. And then he says, well, Shema Taimer, but maybe not by Eilim Bavel. So it brings us to faith that Eilim Bavel conquered it too. The Smashman Toises, you need, the Kasha is built on both things. It was conquered by Eilim Mitzrayim, as we see in the Pasuk in Yeshua, Kedesh by Naphtali. And it was conquered again by Eilim Bavel, as we see in the Sifrei. Kilu, the Chayr, the Mashmashman Toises is, that if it was only for the Sifrei that was conquered by Eilim Bavel, that would not be enough to make a Kasha. The Kash is built on the fact that it was conquered by both. L'chayr. It's mashed that way in Tosis. What's the pshat? But I think the MS it has a big pshat. There's a Tosis in Chagiga, Daf Gimel Amud Beis, Tosis also in Yevamos, Daf Tezayin Amud Beis, Tezayin Amud Aleph, rather. B'shem Rabbeinu Tam. It's Rabbeinu Tam over here by us. B'shem Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam said that, I'll tell you the words and I'll tell you what it means, that Eli Bavel were not able to be Mekadesh because it wasn't from the Gvulis HaHavtocha. It's more Mefurish in Rabbeinu Tam. I'll translate this all in a second. But just to have the Mar Mekhaimus. It's a Tosis in Chagiga Dav Gimel, Yivamas Tezayin, and it's really even more Mefurish in Sefer HaYosha from the Rabbeinu Tam. It's in Metof Resh Lamed Zayin. that early Babel were not able to mimikadosh amun umayev shetiru b'sichon. What is this amun umayev shetiru b'sichon? Torah said when Klai Yisrael, when they went around, when they're going into Eretz Yisrael, so the Torah told them atotzer as umayev, and amun also the Rebbeinu Shem told Moshe Rabbeinu not to wage war against amun, not to wage war against umayev. So Eretz amun umayev they weren't allowed to. Also, lovely, maybe we'll have, but they weren't allowed to start up with Amun Umayyah. Sichi Melech Amayri and Eichem Melech Aboshin, we waged war and we conquered their land. However, the Torah itself says, Ki Sichon Yamayyah, that Sichon Melech Amayri had conquered the territory from Amun Umayyah earlier. So, because Sichon had conquered the territory from Amun Umayyah, so that was Matir, that we were allowed then to conquer from Sichon land that had originally belonged to Amun Umayyad. Because it no longer belonged to Amun Umayyad, it belonged to Sichon, and therefore there was no problem. You have this in Sefer Shoftim, the Saftarah, one of the Haftarahs, that the Melech Amun, I think, sent to Gidon, that he wanted that you took my land. You stole my land. So Gidon sent him the whole thing. He sent them the whole thing. We didn't steal your land. Sichon waged war. He conquered that land. We conquered it from Sichon. So that's it. Losers, weepers. You're out of the picture. That's called Amun Umayyah Shetiru B'Sichon. So we were allowed to take it because Sichon had already taken it. So we didn't have the problem of it belonging to Amun Umayyah. So Rabbeinu Tam says, Avot, he doesn't explain what. He says that Amun Umayyah Shetiru B'Sichon, we were, Oile Babel were not able to conquer, to be Mekadosh. And therefore, it doesn't have the kedusha of Eile Babel. In the Tosis, it's not so explicit. He's saying they didn't conquer it, or they weren't able to be mekadosh it. But in Sefer Yosh, it's mefurish. He's not saying they didn't conquer it from Metzias. Maybe they did, but it didn't. They weren't able to be mekadosh it. They were only able to mekadosh what was inside the gvulis haftocha. Gvulis haftocha means eretz shivas hamamim. So Sichon Melech Hamayri. That's eretz Hamayri from the shivas hamamim. So the eretz shivas hamamim, we were able to be Mekadosh. But Amun Umayyah, that's outside of the Gulam of the Haftokah, outside of Eretz Shivas HaMamon, even though Eile Mitzrayim were Mekadosh it. It is B'chal Eile Mitzrayim, but Eile Babel were not able to. If it's awesome, like Pirish, what's the difference? So let's say, Pashup Shat L'Chayr. Pashup Shat in that Rabbi time. I really have to leave in a minute. Let me just see if I got a message. Oh, never mind. I have time. Okay. So what's pshat in this Rabbeinu Tam? Like, what is this? What is this whole thing? So, the simple pshat is. There's a gemara later on Daf Ches. Not our sugi right now, but talk about it a little bit. The gemara Daf Ches talks about whether a kibush yochid shmei kibush or laf. It's going to come up later on in Tosis also. Gemara has a discussion kibush yochid. Surya. Every Dovin HaMelech conquered lands. It's called Surya. Well, today, more or less, is Syria. So, you might as well discuss, does it have the status of Eretz Yisrael or not? Because the rule is, that if we conquer land, even outside of Eretz Yisrael, the borders of Eretz Yisrael can be expanded. That's a special halacha. That the gvulim of Eretz Yisrael is not limited even to the Eretz Shivas HaMamon. By right, if we conquer more territory beyond that, it's chalon the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. That's the nukam mokam ashir tudir kaf agachem. So Dovid HaMelech conquered Suri. Suri is not from the Eretz Shivas HaMamon. But Dovid HaMelech conquered it. So maybe it should become Kaddish. Maybe it should be chayav and trumas and maisus, says the Gemara. So maybe not, because it was a kibush yochid. Dovid HaMelech's kibush was a kibush yochid, and that's not so clear. Does a kibush yochid have the koyach to be mekadosh Eretz Yisrael? So what's the translation of kibush yochid? So it's machlekes v'shenim. Rashi learns that kibush yochid means that it wasn't with shishim ribay and urim v'tumim. That's called kibush yochid. It wasn't the whole protocol of the Rambam. Also, is al derech zeh. The Rambam says kibush yochid is it wasn't al pi melech einovi midas roiv yisrael. So it's a private venture. David and Melech waged a campaign. Private venture, but it wasn't midas roiv yisrael. In a different place, the Rambam, I think the Rambam writes that it wasn't midas based in. It wasn't al pi based in. How do you know if it's midas roiv yisrael? Don't do plebiscite. If it's midas based in, then it's midas roiv yisrael. So this is David HaMelech's own, was his private campaign. Taisus, this is a different shot. Taisus and Davches. Taisus learns, Kibush Yochin means that it was Shaloi Kisidron. David HaMelech conquered it before he finished conquering the rest of Eretz Shivas HaMamon. Taisus brings a Sifrei, the Rebbeinu Shalom said to him, Somech Lepaltun Shecholoi Kavashta. You weren't even Kavish Yerushalayim yet. Mamas next to your palace, and you've been kavish, you're going off to on expeditions against Surya. So Taisus learns that was the chesaron of Surya. The chesaron was once you conquer the Eretz Shivas HaMamon, you can go further and conquer beyond that outside of the gvulos of Shivas HaMamon. But you have to start by completing the kibush of Eretz Shivas HaMamon, and if you don't, that's called kibush yochid, and that's shayla gemara of kibush yochid shmei kibush or lav shmei kibush. And the Rambam at least passing the kibush yochid lav shmei kibush. So it says in that gemara you said that in order to conquer chutz laretz, you have to first finish conquering all of Eretz Shivas HaMamon. So that's the case. So I can understand what Rabbeinu Tam is saying. Rabbeinu Tam says amun amoyev shetiru b'sichoin. It's not from the Eretz Shivas HaMamon. So if Oyle Bavel went and they conquered Amun Amoyev Shetiru B'Sichoin, it's Shaloi Kisidron. It has the chisor of Kibush Yochid, so it's not able to become Kaddish. Hayel asked me, so how did Oyle Mitzrayim do it? Oyle Mitzrayim conquered Amun Amoyev Shetiru B'Sichoin, and they also had not yet conquered all of Eretz Shivas HaMamon. They conquered it first. I mean, they hadn't even gone over the Yarden. So how were Oyle Mitzrayim able to conquer, to be Mekaddish Amun Amoyev Shetiru B'Sichoin? The answer is A, there was Alpi Adibur. So it was maybe just Exeris HaKosov. And even more, the MSC have to understand, Lefi Taisus, that Kibush Yochid means Shalei Kisidron. How does it fit in the words? It should say Shalei Kisidron. What does the words Kibush Yochid have to do with Shalei Kisidron? Well, according to the Rambam, I understand Kibush Yochid means it's not Midas Rav Yisrael. According to Rashi, it's not with Shishim Riboy. That's called Yochid. Like we should say Yochid. It doesn't have Shishim Riboy. But according to Taisus, Chasan of Shalei Kisidron, Samach Lapaltirin, why is that called Kibush Yochid? Well, why does it have the name of Kibush Yochid? So Pashup Shat is that it's called Kibush Yochid because it's Shalei B'Shus. That's what it means. It means even if the Sanhedrin told you to do it, you're a Melech, let's say this with the Sanhedrin, but if by definition you're not following the rules, then it becomes like a Kibush Yochid. You're doing something for which you don't have B'Shus. So Melech is called Kibush Yochid. But Klal Yisrael, when they conquered Olam Yisrael at time of Moshe Rabbeinu, when they conquered Amun Amoyev Shetiru B'Sichon, of course they had B'Shus. The Ibn Hashem told them to. So there for sure there's no chisaron of Kibush Yochid. But by Oyle Bavel, they have to go with the regular rules. The regular rules are, Samach Lepaltim Shecholei Kavashter. First you conquer Eretz Shivas HaMamon, and then you go off. When my father was in YU, he had a scholarship. After he finished college, he got a scholarship to go and learn for a year in Eretz Yisrael. So he went to the Rav to ask him if he should go. So the Rav said to him, Rav looked at him and he said, first you learn, then you travel. First you finish Eretz Shivas HaMamon, then you travel, then you go off to Surya, then you go off to Amun Amoyev Shetiru B'Sichon. So that was so I think that's the pshat in Rabbeinu. That's the pshat in that Rabbeinu time in Chagiga. Oh, so it comes out like this. It comes out that Oyle Bavel were only able to mekavish arotzis that were inside the Eretz the Gvulos HaHavtocha. They were inside the Eretz Shivas HaMamon. But the lands that were outside the Eretz Shivas HaMamon, like Amun Amoyev Shetiru B'Sichon, Oyle Bavel did not have the Chayachim in Mekadosh. So therefore, even though Taisus has this afraid that Oyle Bavel conquered Rechem and Cheger, but if it would only be from the Gvulos of Oyle Bavel and not from the Gvulos of Oyle Mitzrayim, it also wouldn't be Kaddish. So Taisus has to say, first of all, it's from the Gvulim of Oyle Mitzrayim, that means it's from the Gvulim of the Haftacha. It is from the Eretz Shivas HaMamon. You see that Vayikadosh is Kedosh behind Naphtali. That it was from the land that Klal Yisrael were commanded and fulfilled the commandment to conquer at the time of Yeshua ben Nun. So apparently it is from the Eretz of the Shivas HaMamon. And number two, Oyle Bavel also conquered it. So now nothing's missing. It's from the Eretz Shivas HaMamon, and Oyle Bavel were kavish it. So l'chol dover, it's Eretz Yisrael. So that's Tosfos Kasha. So Rechem v'Chega, that's Tosfos Kasha. What's the story with Rechem and Chega? Yeah. So why in the Mishnah is Rechem called Chutz Laretz? So Taisus answers Yishleimar. Maybe I'll share with you, even though it's not, maybe it belongs more to Daf Ches. I'll tell you now also it'll help get us into the whole sugya of Eretz Yisrael. I had maybe another suggestion, how to understand this Rabbeinu Tam about Amun Umayyah Shatiru B'Sichin. Why were Olei Baba limited to the Gvulei Saftach? The Yisoid of Rabbeinu Tam, the Sefer Yashiv and Taisin Chagigo, that Olei Baba were only able to Mekadosh that was that which was inside the Gvulei Saftach, not that which was beyond the Gvulei Saftach. So one Pshat I already told you, because Shleika Sidron, could be something else going on here as well. We have in Shas, we have two concepts. We have one concept called Kol Mokam Asher Tidrich Kaf Raglecha, that Eretz Yisrael can be expanded al Yedei Kibush, even beyond the borders of the Shiva's Amam, even in Suya, except that it was Kibush Yochid, but whatever that means. But in theory, there's a concept of Kol Mokam Asher Tidrich Kaf Raglecha Lachem here. Eretz Yisrael is expandable, can be mispashed. And that has a limitation. It has to be kibush rabim and not kibush yochid. But let's say la'alocha. It has to be kibush rabim and not kibush yochid. Whatever that means. According to Rashi, it means shishimiboy. According to Rambam, it means das rabbi sol. According to Taisus, it means it can't be shavay kisidron. First you conquer shivas hamoma, and then you travel. But so there's a protocol. There are rules. But these are rules on how to expand Eretz Yisrael. That's one concept. Then we have another concept. That even within Eretz Yisrael proper, even within the Eretz Shivas hamoma, in order to have kedushas ha'aretz for mitzvahs, you have to have a yerusha. Klal Yisrael has to take possession. Eilu Mitzrayim took possession of Eretz Yisrael, became chayiv in mitzvahs atlius baretz. They went into galus. It was no longer chayiv in kedushas. It lost the chayiv mitzvahs. Then Eilu Babel came back. They were mekadosh it again. That's a machlekes in the Gemara. Is it machlekes tanoim in yibamis? Kitchul l'shait or kitchul l'asid lovei? So that's even within Eretz Yisrael. Even within Eretz Yisrael, until the Sheva Shekivshu v'Sheva Shechilku, there were no mitzvahs atlius baretz. And even and after the Golus, Churban Bayis Rishon, again there were no mitzvahs atlius baretz. Everything lapsed, and then Eli Babel came back, and it came back. So this other concept, what the Gemara in Yavam calls Yerusha or Kedusha, elsewhere the Gemara calls Kedusha, that in order to be Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael, we have to take possession of it, and that's Mechil Kedusha. So Yesh Lachkar, I think it's a fundamental Chakira. Are these two different, is this two different concepts or is it one concept? Or is it two different concepts? There's one concept that you can expand Eretz Yisrael with the Kibush Rabbim. That's the Gemara in Daf. The Gemara in Daf Ches is busy with the sugi about Surya. Surya is an expansion of Eretz Yisrael. It's beyond the Gvulis HaAvtocha. But you could do it. Kol Mokam Asher Tidrich Kaf Raglecha. The Torah said Eretz Yisrael can be expanded, but there are rules. It has to be Kibush Rabbim. Again, Kibush Rabbim. Machlekes Rishonim. What exactly the rules of Kibush Rabbim are? What does it mean? Shishim Ribui and so on. But whatever the rule is, but there's some protocol of Kibush Rabbim. Kibush Yochid is not enough. And then there's another concept that even within Eretz Yisrael itself, that's not Kol Mokam Asher Tidrich. Even in Yerushalayim, even in Hebron, even in Beis Lechem, in order to have Mitzvah Atlius Baretz, you have to have Yerusha. Klal Yisrael has to take possession. And if we lose possession, then there's no Mitzvah Atlius Baretz. I could hear that these are two totally unrelated concepts. And the nafkamina would be that if it's two unrelated concepts, then just because we find by Suya, by expanding Eretz Yisrael, by Kol Mokam, that it has to be Kibush Rabbim, that's to expand Eretz Yisrael, you need Kibush Rabbim. You have to follow the rules. But this other halacha, that even within Eretz Yisrael you need a Yerusha, maybe that doesn't have the limitation of Kibush Rabbim. Maybe you don't need Shishim Ribui, for example, according to Rashi. Or Melech Hinovi Midasra of Yisrael according to the Rambam. Maybe even Kibush Yochid within it. If you want to be Mekadosh Yishalayim, maybe you don't need Kibush Rabbim. If you want to be Mekadosh Surya, that's Kol Mokam Asher Tidrich Kaf Raglecha. That's a different notion altogether. Now, I could easily conceive that it's two worlds, never the twain shall meet. There's one concept called Kol Mokam Asher Tidrich Kaf Raglecha that you could expand there at Yisrael, and that has to be with Kibush Rabbim. And then there's another concept that even within Eretz Yisrael itself, Mitzvahs Atlius Baretz is totally into to what degree do we actually were we Yerush it? Yerashtim Yishaftim Bo. Only when you have Yerashtim Yishaftim Bo does Eretz Yisrael's kedusha become actualized. But maybe that's a different concept. It doesn't necessarily have to have the requirement of Kibush Rabbim. If Kibush Rabbim means Shalei Kesidron, then it's mut. Within the Gulus of Eretz Yisrael, by definition, you never have to worry about Kibush Rabbim because it always is Kibush Rabbim, it's always Kesidron. But so then this nafkamina would be irrelevant. But let's say according to the Rashi, the Rambam, the Kibush Rambam means Midas Rav Yisrael, or Shishim Riboy, or Metumim. There are extra special requirements. Maybe that's only to expand Eretz Yisrael. You want to make Borough Park in Eretz Yisrael, or Tinek. So maybe you have to have this. I don't know if it's Shayach. Maybe it has to be contiguous. Not really Mufurish anymore. But I don't know if it has to be contiguous. Maybe it doesn't have to be contiguous. Maybe Komokin could be like Alaska. Maybe, yeah. Yes, Lord. But Akapanim, you want to turn Saudi Arabia into Eretz Yisrael. There are rules. You have to do Kibush Rabban. Surya, you have to have Kibush Rabban. But within Eretz Yisrael, it's a different concept entirely. Maybe that's nothing to do with Kibush Rabban. Or maybe not the way. Maybe not. Maybe it's one concept. It's one concept that Eretz Yisrael is defined by Kibush, both within the Gvulus Haftocha or outside the Gvulus Haftocha. Yeah, there's a rule. You have to start with the Gvulus Haftocha, and then you can go beyond. But it's really one concept of Kibush to Rabban. The Rambam is mashed with the second one. Because the Lashon Rambam in Hilchos Truma, he combines both of these halachas into one formula. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Truma, it's in Perek Aleph, Eretz Yisrael ha'amura b'chol mokim, hi ba'arotzi shekobash melech ha'inovi midas rav Yisrael, v'hu ha'nikra kibush Rambam. So Rambam says, Eretz Yisrael b'chol mokim, that means within the Gula Saftocha, outside the Gula Saftocha, it has one definition, arotzi shekobash melech Yisrael, ha'inovi midas rav Yisrael, v'hu ha'nikra kibush Rambam. So it's clear in the Rambam that the Rambam conflated these two things. Expanding Eretz Yisrael is Kibush Rabbim, and within Eretz Yisrael is only called Eretz Yisrael, really, if you have Kibush Rabbim. Eretz Yisrael everywhere is defined by Kibush Rabbim. Of course, you'll ask me, so start with Switzerland. You know, like in the joke, like, why did they go to Eretz Yisrael? They could have gone to Switzerland, it would have been much more, you know, what did they have to go to? Why didn't they just make Eretz Yisrael in Switzerland? So the Rabbim himself says, no, there's a rule, you have to start with Eretz Haftoch, and then you can expand. You can't just start with, you know, you can't start with Saudi Arabia. You have to start with Eretz Yisrael, and then when you finish with Eretz Yisrael, the original Eretz Yisrael can expand beyond that. So the Rambam also brings the halacha of Kisidra. Now, Kapanim, so the Rambam holds that it is one concept. But I could hear it, if not in, but the Rambam aside, I could certainly conceive that these might be two very different concepts. So I wanted to suggest in Rabbeinu Tam, maybe a different shot there, Rabbeinu Tam held that Oli Bavel was really Kibush Yochid. You know, it's a whole discussion. Was Oli Bavel Kibush Yochid or was it Kibush Rabbam? If the Moshe according to Rambam, the Kibush Rambam means Melech Enovi Midas Rav Yisrael. I don't know if Eli Bavel had that. Rav Yisrael for sure they didn't have. Right, they had Nevi'im, but Midas Rav Yisrael. Most of Yisrael stayed in Bavel. I don't know if it was Midas. They had Midas Kairish, and a few thousand people went, and Chalutzim. But most of the Jews stayed behind in Bavel. So I'm not sure that it's the Mabit and the Rambam there in the beginning of Hilchos Truma says for Dovah Posha that the Eli Bavel was Kibush Yochid. According to Rashi, that you need Shishim Riboy and Urim V'tumim, for sure Eli Bavel didn't have that. So it's a whole discussion talking about how were Eli Bavel able to be Mekadosh Yisrael altogether? Where was the Kibush Rabban? Maybe according to Tosis, the Kibush Rabban means that it's Kisidron, so okay, it's good. So Kisidron they have. But if you hold that Kibush Rabban means something else, Shishim Riboy, Urim V'tumim, Das Rav Yisrael, it's not so clear that Eli Bavel had that altogether. So how are the Bavel able to Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael at all? If we'll say that within the Gvulus of Eretz Yisrael, you don't need Kibush Rabban. Kibush Rabban is to expand. If you want to make Eretz Yisrael bigger, you need Kibush Rabban. If you want to be Mekadosh Yerushalayim, you don't need Kibush Rabban. Kibush Yochid is also good enough, because these are unrelated concepts. So then Rabbeinu Tam is very geshmak. Rabbeinu Tam says, Olim Mitzrayim, they had Kibush Rabban. They could do what they wanted. They could conquer Amun Amoyev Shatiru B'sichoy, and they could expand Eretz Yisrael. Right, you have to go Kisidron. So they had the Alpia Dibur was okay. But they Batson, they were Kibush Rabban. But Ole Bavel weren't Kibush Rabban at all, they were just Kibush Yochid. So as long as you stick to the Eretz, the Shivas HaMamon, maybe you don't need Kibush Rabban. But you want to go beyond? So you can't do that. Ole Bavel were only Kibush Yochid. They didn't have that Bekayach. It's a different shot over there in the Tosis. Kach in the Tosis by us, it works very Gishmak. That's why Tosis by us needs to establish. It's not enough for Tosis to say that Rekim and Cheger Ole Bavel were Kibush. Because Eli Bavel is just Kibush Yochid. You can't. Eli Bavel didn't have the koyach to conquer Amun Amoyev Shetiru B'sichon. They don't have. Eli Bavel did not have the koyach to conquer Antinu Mekadosh, things that are outside the Gvulus Haftocha. So first place has to lay down Kedesh Bar Naftali, that Eli Mitzrayim conquered, that it is from the Gvulus Haftocha. That Eli Mitzrayim conquered, you recommend. Eli Mitzrayim conquered Kedesh. And then he says, Shema Taimer, but maybe Eli Bavel not. So he says, no, Eli Bavel did it too. So if you have both, then about it's Kodesh. That's Tosis Kash. So how can Rekim be Chutz Lords, Kedesh Bar Naftali? You see, you have Eli Mitzrayim. And the Sifrei says you had Eli Bavel too. So Ma Mikri Zeh Chosa. So Tosis answers here, Shleimah, Detrei Rekim V'Cheger Hagu. Detrei Rekim V'Cheger Hagu. There's two Rekim V'Chegers. V'Oisei Rekim V'Cheger V'Dixiv, the Sifrei, when it talks about Rekem and Cheger, it's talking about the Rekem and Cheger, the Chsiv Gabi Avram Avinu. I see Rekem and Cheger, the Chsiv by Avram. By Yeshu ben Kodesh ben Shur, ben Tagamina ben Rekem ben Chigro, by Atzi Shalavi Melech Melech Plishtim. By Yisrael, you're Beretz Yisrael, and this time Avram Yitzchak, you're Dorm Beretz Yisrael. Shunami Mashma, the Plishtim Beretz Yisrael. Vayisir Rekem Mechager Hoye B'Marova Shal Eretz Yisrael. The Plishtim B'Marova, the Yam Plishtim Ugvul Mayav Shal Eretz Yisrael. The Plishtim were in the west. Yam, the Torah calls the Mediterranean Sea Yam Plishtim. It's obviously in the west. V'Rekem Mechager Masnisin Hoye B'Mizruch. Because the Mishnah in the Mishnah says Rekem K'Mizruch. K'Amin Rekem K'Mizruch. So obviously the Rekem Mechager of Avraham Avinu is not the same as the Rekem of the Rekem Mechager of our Mishnah. The Rekem Mechager of Avraham Avinu is in the west. The Rekem Mechager of our Mishnah is in the east. The Rekem Cheker Avraham Avinu is Taka Eretz Yisrael. Avraham Avinu lived there. He wouldn't have lived in Chutz Laaretz. I mean, he did sometimes, but normally he would have. There was a Rav, but without the Rav, he would have stayed in Eretz Yisrael. And the Rekem of Amish is in the east, and it's Taka Chutz Laaretz. Not so mafurish in Tosis. Okay, but what about Kedesh behind Naphtali? Where did that go? Tosis started off with the Kashu Kedesh behind Naphtali. That it's Eilim Yisrael. Now, Lamas. In fact, Tyson the Kasha didn't even talk about Avraham Avinu. He just talked about Kedesh by Naphtali. And now his Teretz is that there's two Rekem Echegers. There's the Rekem Echeger of Avraham Avinu, and there's the Rekem Echeger of the Mishnah. Okay, Tyson's not wrapped. You know, the other shoe's not dropping. Okay, what happened to Kedesh by Naphtali? How is that solved? Just pshat tov and taisus, no lomus, just pshat. So I think there's three possibilities in pshat. Possibility number one, that taisus assuming that kedush behind Naphtali is the kedush of Avraham Avinu, is the kedush of Avraham Avinu. You know, I'm not even telling you all the possibilities. I think maybe the notes I put in, but the Poshup Shad and Tyson is about it that way. Because Tyson the Kasha, what?
The Pasuk says, Vayisa Vishon Avram Arta Hanegev, Vayisha Bin Kodesh Bin Shur, Vayogar Bin Gror. That means that Gror.
It's in the Negev. Yeah, there's a big problem here. There's a big problem. You're right. Well, let's go like this. Maybe I'll talk. We will speak. We'll start a matter. Possibility number one. We have a board. We have no marker. What? What is that? Well, Matt. No, I don't need a bat. But I need a board to put down the possibilities. We have three things. We have three cities. We have Kedesh by Naphtali. We have Avraham Avinu's Rekem.
I'll just put it there.
Vayeshev Kodesh Vibara. And then we have the Rekem Mecheger by Mishnah. Rekem Kimizuch, the Mishnah. So Tosis began by saying, Kedesh by Naphtali, you see that it's from Eilim Yisrael. And how does this do with the Mishnah that Rekem is Chutz La'aretz? Then Tosis said, well, maybe it's Eilim Yisrael, not Eilim Babel. So Tosis said, no, because there's a Sifrei, I'll read that here, there's a Sifrei, that Eilim Yisrael, Eilim Babel, were Kedesh, Rekem Mecheger. So that's Tosis' kasha. So Tosis answers that basically the Rekem Mecheger of the Sifrei is the Rekem Mecheger of Avraham Avinu, because Avraham Avinu was Ben Kodesh Ben Parod. The Targum is Rekem Mecheger. So therefore, the Oleh Bavu or Kavish Rekem Mecheger, that's the Rekem Mecheger of Avraham Avinu, which is in the west, and that's in the Ma'ariv. But the Rekem of our Mishnah is in the east. So the Rekem Kemizruch is not the same as the Rekem Becheger of the Sifrei, which is the Rekem and Cheger of Avraham Avinu. That's what it says in Taisus. Taisus doesn't go back though, and the last I. Well, but what about Kedesh Bar Naphtali? What does Taisus think about Kedesh Bar Naphtali? So possibility number one is that the same answer answers Kedesh Bar Naphtali. That Kedesh Bar Naphtali is the same as the Kedesh of Avraham Avinu, which is in the west and part of Eretz Yisrael. And it's nothing to do with the Mishnah, which is in the east. That's possibility number one. So let's make it as a possibility. There's a big problem here, which you raised a second ago. But let's just put that as a possibility. That the Rekem Bahar Naphtali equals the Kedesh Bahar Naphtali equals the Kodesh of Avram. And therefore it goes into Taisus Teres, that that's in the west, and that's there, it's Yisrael, and so on and so forth. That would in the reading of Taisus, that would be very simple. The problem is, where was Kedesh Bahar Naphtali? So, never mind, west or east doesn't say. But was it in the north or was it in the south? So if you open up the pasuk, it says Beferish that it was in the Golul. The Vayikadosh is Kedesh Bagolul Bahar Naphtali. Probably some of the fancy gemaras, they have the psukim on the side of the page. Maybe even my one. Oh, but it's not a... They only bring the psukim from the gemara, not from Rashi and Taisus. But Akapani, you look up the pasuk. Vayikadosh is Kedesh Bahar Naphtali. Taisus left out a word. It says Vayikadosh as Kedesh Bagolul Bahar Naphtali. So it was in the north. The Kodesh Ubarin of Avraham Avinu what's your name again? I forgot.
What's your name?
What?
Ellen Wartowski.
Well, David pointed out. There was Banegev. So how can Kedesh Bar Naphtali, which is in the Golil, be the same as the Kodesh Ubarin of Avraham Avinu, which is in the Negev? So that's the case. Then the Chayra. So what's the answer for it? So then we're stuck. So what's Kedesh Bar Naphtali? Like, where did that fit in? You answered, Taisus answered, the Rekem and Cheger of the Sifrei is the Rekem and Cheger of Avraham Avinu, and that was in the west, and that was in the Eretz Yisrael, and the Mishnah is talking about the Rekem that's in the east. Okay, fine, but what about the Kedesh Bar Naphtali? That's not the same as Avraham Avinu, so that's some of the one of the Mishnah, it's the same as the Mishnah, but it's Eretz Yisrael. So, we could answer, yeah.
Why can't it be the Negev and the Ma'ariv?
But it can't be the Negev and the Galil. Kedesh is the Galil Bahar Naphtali. So, we can answer possibility number two. That maybe Ein Achrami, Kedesh Bahar Naphtali is the Rekem of the Mishnah. I, Eilu Mitzrayim, conquered it. So what? But maybe early Babel didn't conquer it. After all, that's Taisus holds that the Mishnah is only talking about early Babel. Taisus started off that way. Maybe Kedesh is only Mitzrayim, not early Babel. But what is Sifrei? So he answers, yeah, the Sifrei is Avraham Avinu's Kedesh. That's in the west. But Kedesh by Naphtali, that's early Mitzrayim. And that's what the Mishnah is talking about. So that's possibility number two. That Kedesh by Naphtali equals the Rekem of the Mishnah. And it's Eilu Mitzrayim. So that's possibility number two. I have a problem reading Taisus that way.
Is that in the
Mizrach? Could be in the Mizrach. Maybe it's in the Golul, in the Mizrach of the Golul. Well, I have a problem. Because then it comes out that the Rekem of the Mishnah was inside the borders of Eilu Mitzrayim. We have to say, because if it's the same as Kedesh Bar Naphtali, then it's inside the borders of Eilu Mitzrayim. Which, okay, as far as that goes, that could be. The Mishnah could be, when the Mishnah says that it's outside of Eretz Yisrael, it means it's outside of Eilu Bavel, but it might well be within the borders of Eilu Mitzrayim. But the thing that bothers me with reading Tosis that way is that Tosis, when Tosis is coming to explain that the Rekem and Cheger of Avraham Avinu was not the same as the Rekem of our Mishnah, he wants to drive home that point. So first, this is because that was in the West, and this is in the East, so obviously West and East don't meet. But Tosis is another thing. Also, Avraham Avinu lived there. He wouldn't have lived in Chutz Laaretz. You know, he's like Tosis is trying to strengthen the case that the Rekem and Cheger of Avraham Avinu is not the same as the Rekem of the Mishnah. Because the Rekem in the Mishnah is Chutz Laaretz. Avraham Avinu lived in Kodesh and Barad. In Kodesh and Barad, he wouldn't have lived in Chutz Laaretz. He would only have lived in Eretz Yisrael. But L'charis, the other portion, that Avraham Avinu maybe would not live outside of the Gvulis HaHavtocha, outside of the Gvulis of the Mitzrayim, but I don't think Avraham Avinu cared about the Gvulim of Elibaba. So, if Rekem is inside the borders of Eilu Mitzrayim, then Avraham Avinu could have lived in the Rekem of the Mishnah as much as the Rekem and Cheger of Kodesh and Barad. So what does Tosfos want when Tosfos is trying to prove that these are two different cities? The Kodesh and Barad, Rekem and Cheger of Avraham is not the same as the Rekem of our Mishnah. So that was in the West and this was in the East. I understand that's relevant. But what is he adding? And also, Avraham Avinu lived in Kodesh and Barad. That's not the Rekem of our Mishnah. Avraham Avinu wouldn't have wanted to live in the Rekem of our Mishnah. Why not? If the Rekem of our Mishnah is Kedesh by Naphtali, so that could be a very nice place for Avraham Avinu to live. It's within the borders of Eretz Yisrael. Eilu Bavel didn't conquer it, so therefore Avraham Avinu can't live there. So that sounds like Tosfos holds that the Maskana, the Rekem of our Mishnah, is not only outside of Eilu Bavel, it's outside of Eilu Mitzrayim. Then it can't be the same as Kedesh by Naphtali. So that's an objection to this second possibility. Third possibility. That maybe Kedesh by Naphtali is a third city. It's a third city. It's not the Kodesh Barad of Avraham Avinu. And it's not the Rekem by Mishnah. It's a third city. One second. Shouldn't Tosfos have to spell that out? That's something I would expect. That's very good. Certain places need to spell that out. So I think, no, Tosfos did not need to spell it out. Because of the following reason. What was Tosfos' kasha in the first place? How can the Mishnah say, Rekem is Chutz Laaretz? Kedesh by Naphtali was in Eretz Yisrael. You see that Yeshua, the Eilu Mitzrayim conquered it. So if Kedesh is in Eretz Yisrael, how can the Rekem be in Chutz Laaretz? What's the kasha? What does Kedesh have to do with Rekem? Kedesh is Kedesh and Rekem is Rekem. Like, what was Tosfos' kasha in the first place? Don't shock the Tosfos started off Kedesh. How can the Mishnah say Rekem is Kemizruch? Kedesh by Naphtali was but there's a possibility by Kedesh is Kedesh by Naphtali. What is Tosfos about? This is Kedesh, mine and Kedesh, Eitzel Rekem. Where did Tosfos get? And so maybe you say, oh, but maybe the Targum of Kedesh is Rekem. If you look in the Targum of, like, in the Pasuk, like, Kedesh is Kedesh by Naphtali, the Targum of Kedesh is Kedesh. Doesn't call it Rekem. So, what does Kedesh have to do with Rekem? Maybe Kedesh has nothing to do with Rekem. The answer is, because Tosfos thought that Rekem of our Mishnah is the Rekem of Avraham Avinu, which is Kedesh, which is Kodesh. Tosfos L'chatchila, in the Kasha, was equating the Rekem of Rekem Kemizruch with the Rekem of Ayesha ben Kodesh ben Bard, which the Targum says is Rekem Mecheger. So therefore, Tosfos thought, well, if Rekem of our Mishnah is the Rekem Mecheger of Omavino, then it's Kedesh, or Kodesh. So then it's the same as Kodesh by Naphtali. That was the preface of Tosfos' Kasha. But now the Tosfos is Mechadesh in the Teretz, that the Rekem Mecheger of Omavino has nothing to do with the Rekem of our Mishnah. Then the Rekem of our Mishnah, who says it has anything to do with Kedesh? So then they said, Kushim Ekarles, or Kedesh by Naphtali, some other city. We can have some discussion. Is the Kedesh by Naphtali the same as the Kedesh of Avraham Avinu? So we'll look at the Pesukim and we'll say, no, this is in the north, this is in the south. Obviously not. But that's not Me'inyan HaTosfos. Tosfos is not writing a Perush in Tanakh. He wants to know what's with the Rekem of our Mishnah. So he thought the Rekem of our Mishnah is the Rekem of Avraham Avinu, then it's Kedesh, so then it's the Kedesh by Naphtali. But now that he tells me that the Rekem of our Mishnah has nothing to do with the Rekem of Avraham Avinu, so it's a city whose name is Rekem. His name is not Kedesh, so it's nothing to do with Kedesh by Naphtali. So that could be a third possibility. That Kedesh by Naphtali is a city, is a third city. that in a way would be the easiest. However, Lemaisa, in the reading of Taisus, the first shot is the most, fits the best into Taisus, for the following reason. When Taisus Lechatchila asked the Kasha that Kedish, how can the Rechem be Chutz La'aretz, the Pasuk says Kedish by Naphtali. And as I just said, what does Kedish have to do with Rechem? They don't share any letters in common. What does Kedish have to do with Rechem? Obviously, because Taisus thought that the Rechem of our Mishnah is the Rechem of Avraham Avinu, which is Kedish by Naphtali. So Taisus Lechatchila in the Kasha thought that Rechem of our Mishnah is the Rechem of Avraham Avinu, is the Kedish of Har Naphtali. Now, kind of Ben Shoyal, how could Taisus have such a Har Avinu? Kedish by Naphtali is in the gold, and the Rechem of Avraham Avinu is in the Negev. Love is Kasha. Really, is a Kasha we could ask on Taisus Har Avinu. Taisus and Har Avinu clearly thought that these are all the same city, otherwise the whole Kasha didn't start. What did Taisus want with Kedish by Naphtali? To Rechem. What does Kedish have to do with Rechem? Obviously, because Taisus thought, that's why Taisus, when he says the terrace, he throws in Avraham Avinu, and the Kasha didn't even talk about Avraham Avinu, but that was the subtext. Taisus always understood that Rechem is Kedish, because the Targum of Kedish is Kedish Uborod, is Rechem V'Cheger. So the Rechem of V'Cheger of our Mishnah is called the Shuborod. So Taisus thought, well, that has to do with Kedish by Naphtali. So Taisus in the original Kasha certainly was conflating all of these three cities, that they're all the same city. And again, that's really a Dabar Kasha that's hard for me to understand, because how could Har Naphtali be the same as the Negev? How can the goal be the negative? Any of that. But that was certainly Taisus Har Avinu. So what changed the Maskana? The only thing that changed the Maskana is that Taisus said that Rechem of Mishnah is not the same as the Rechem of Avraham Avinu. But the Pshuta, you read the Taisus, it sounds like, you know, that's what changed. Originally Taisus thought all three cities are the same. He now took Rechem of Mishnah and he took it off the table. Rechem of Mishnah is a different city. But Kedish by Naphtali remains like he thought on the Salkadaita, but it's the Kedish of Avraham Avinu. That's why in the Pshatovna of Taisus, in the Cheshvan of Pshat and Taisus, it sounds like the first Mahalach of Taisus. But on the other end, Tovitz Kass is very, very glaring. How could Taisus have such a Havim, you know? And how could that be the Maskana? How could there be a Mokam to say that Kedesh Bagolo behind Nafeldi is the same as Avraham Avinu, which was Benegev? The Negev is not the goal. I don't know that much about the geography or itself, but that much I know. I don't know. Sorry, I don't know what to do with that. Okay, I think we'll stop here because it's already been a while. Okay.